Well, hello folks, this is DJ Frederick, and the Radio Thrift Shop is open for your listening pleasure. Saunders Trio breaking on through. And you've broken on through to the right frequency here at the Radio Thrift Shop. It's homemade and homegrown radio from an amateur DJ who doesn't know the rules and can barely announce anyway. So every week we dig into my musical crates featuring 33s, 45s, scratchy 78s, sometimes a few cassettes and even CDs. I enjoy spinning classic rock and pop, jazz, folk, exotica, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, country, soul, library, easy listening, and just about everything else that I can dig out of the crates. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the show. We're going to drop the needle to start things off. The band Mackenzie Spring, the cover of Neil Young's Down by the River.
Send me away. Handle King, but nothing beats cold hard steel. You're on the sound beat.
Dry your eyes.
You're listening to Johnny Ace with Never Let Me Go, released in 1955.
No,
born John Alexander, Ace played in B.B. King's band and handled vocals when the King headed westward to L.A. In the early 1950s, he struck out on his own, scoring 8 hit singles, making him one of the hottest acts around. That all ended on Christmas Eve, 1954. While backstage at a show in Houston, Ace jokingly brandished a gun. What happened next is a matter of dispute. Some say a game of Russian roulette was to blame. Others contend he thought the gun was unloaded. But you've probably guessed what happened. Ace killed himself that night at the age of 25. What modern recording star penned a tribute to Ace? Find out right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, homemade and homegrown radio from DJ Frederick, spinning tunes on AM, FM, and shortwave since 1975.
Well, that's one of the songs I listened to incessantly as a youth, and one of the handful of songs that made me want to be a DJ so that I could broadcast that tune on the radio. That was, of course, Crimson and Clover, Tommy James and the Shondells. Before that, we started out with Al Hurt and Harlem Handu. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop, where we cruise up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. I'm here at WSCS, classicalwscs.org, every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. I think we're going to stay with a 60s vibe for a little while. Let's just see where the flow takes us.
Oh, lovely as a summer day. My chérie, you're more distant as the Milky Way. My chérie, you're more pretty little one that I adore. You're the only girl my heart beats for. How I wish that you were mine. In a cafe or sometimes on a crowded street, I've been near you, but you never noticed me. My chérie, amour, won't you tell me how could you ignore that behind that little smile I wore? I wish that you were mine. La la la.
Science in the Sea. A hurricane is like a giant power plant. In a single day, a run-of-the-mill hurricane can produce 200 times as much energy as all the power plants in the entire world. And a major hurricane can produce several times more. It might not sound right, but only about 1% of that comes from a hurricane's winds. That's still a lot of power. the equivalent of a 10-megaton H-bomb every 20 minutes. Most of its power comes from the process that makes clouds and rain. A hurricane is fed by warm ocean water. Some of the water evaporates and climbs high into the sky as water vapor. At high altitudes, where temperatures are cooler, the vapor condenses to form clouds, which then produce rain. That process releases huge amounts of heat. The heat causes more evaporation, more condensation, and so on. Over a typical hurricane lifetime, that produces as much energy as 10,000 large nukes. And that's one reason you can't kill a hurricane with a nuclear bomb. The hurricane itself is far more powerful. It would be like trying to kill a charging rhino with a BB gun. You might wonder whether we could capture all of that energy. For now, the answer is no. For one thing, we don't have the technology for it. Wind turbines aren't designed to handle hurricane force winds, for example. You'd also have to maneuver a lot of equipment into the hurricane's path. And we don't have a way to store all of that energy. So we won't be harnessing the power of a hurricane anytime soon. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
Welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. At the Radio Thrift Shop, you'll find two of our favorite things in the world, records and radios. Each week, I create a new mix of tunes from the past century of recorded sound. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. We're on a little bit of a 60s-ish, 70s-ish vibe, so we're going to kind of flow in that direction. Let's cue up some Herbie Mann. Thank you.
Perhaps there's a thing or two I think of lying in bed I shouldn't have said, but there it is. You see, it's all clear. You were meant to be here. Been so cruel, not being such a fool. Whatever was done is done. I just can't recall. It doesn't matter at all.
The Four Freshmen with Hurdy Gurdy Man here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Well, it's been a lovely flow. I do hope you've enjoyed the tunes. If you have any comments, questions, or even requests for future programs, you can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. Radio Thrift Shop is all about musically the road less traveled. Until next time, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.